Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, April 27th. I'm Katie Ferguson, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $69 billion. That was what Microsoft agreed to pay to acquire Activision Blizzard back in January 2022. Since then, the deal has been the subject of concern for regulators around the world who worry that the merger would limit competition in cloud gaming. And now, one of those regulators has blocked it. Yesterday, the Competition and Markets Authority, a regulator in the UK, said it would prevent the merger, citing fears of reduced innovation and less choice for UK gamers over the years to come. Microsoft said it would appeal the decision. In a statement to Barron's, the company said the CMA's decision rejects a pragmatic path to address competition concerns and discourages technology innovation and investment in the United Kingdom. For its part, Activision said it would work with Microsoft to reverse the decision and that it would reassess its growth plans in the UK. The company also released its quarterly earnings a day early. Those were better than expected and indicate that the company has momentum, regardless of whether the sale to Microsoft ultimately goes through. The next number up is $387 million. That's the charge Norfolk Southern took to account for its February train derailment in Ohio. The charge for the derailment, which released hazardous vinyl chloride gas into the atmosphere, was reported as part of the company's first quarter earnings report yesterday. Not counting the charge, earnings per share for the company came in at $3.32, beating both the same figure from a year ago as well as Wall Street forecasts. Those didn't seem to account for the charge, but estimates have been down roughly 7 cents a share since the incident. Based on the company's filings, the accident-related costs not covered by insurance could total $350 million, about $1.50 a share before tax. Investors seem to have already taken the derailment into account. Shares have been down about 18% since the accident. That's taken about $10 billion off the company's market cap. By contrast, the S&P 500 has been down just 1% during the same period. Our last number is 14. That's the number of quarters out of the last 17 that Boeing has missed bottom-line estimates. Yesterday morning, the company reported a first-quarter loss of $1.27 a share from $17.9 billion in sales. Despite the miss, the stock didn't take a nosedive. After the announcement, shares were up. The reason? For starters, the loss isn't as large as it could be, given the challenges the company is facing. Boeing is still coming back from both the grounding of its 737 MAX jet and reduced demand for travel during the pandemic. Its 787 Dreamliner jets have also faced delivery and quality issues. The earnings report did have a few bright spots. For the quarter, Boeing delivered 130 planes overall, beating Wall Street estimates and its deliveries for the same period a year ago. Commercial aviation sales hit $6.7 billion, up from $4.2 billion a year ago. Though that business segment hasn't generated a profit yet. And Boeing still forecasts deliveries between 400 and 450 MAX jets this year. The company's stock is up about 15% over the past year, compared to the S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average, which are down 5% and 1% respectively. That looks like sunny skies. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, April 27th. I'm Katie Ferguson, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.